Hi, and welcome to the August 25th edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In Kiss News, August 25th, 1949. On this day in 1949, Gene Simmons is born in Israel. I've been lucky to meet Gene many times over the year, and even one time, my daughter and I got to write a song with Gene Simmons on the Kiss Cruise called Whoa. Check it out on my Facebook page. I'm also lucky to own a stage-played bass from Gene, The Vault, and a few other bass guitars. What does this all mean? Gene has taken abundance of my money over the years. And as we know, abundance is a big word, like gymnasium. Happy 70th birthday to the powerful and attractive Gene Simmons. In other rock and roll news, August 25th, 1976. On this day, 43 years ago, Boston released their debut album. The album has sold over 20 million copies worldwide and includes the classic song More Than a Feeling. August 25th, 1988. On this day in 1988, Metallica released the classic album Injustice for All. This is the first album to include Jason Newsted on bass after Cliff Burton's unfortunate death. Sadly, Jason's bass tracks are MIA from the album. August 25th, 1992. On this day 27 years ago, the band Warrant released their follow-up to the Cherry Pie album with an album called Dog Eat Dog. Not the commercial success of their prior albums, it still manages to hit number 25 on the Billboard Top 200 charts and would ultimately be awarded gold status. Of note, around the same time, a band called Dog Eat Dog released their first EP. The name of that EP was called Warrant. What are the odds of that? This caused a few Warrant fans to go home with the wrong CD, as record stores were confused which release was which. Rock and roll birthdays, August 25th, 1951. On this day in 1951, the metal god Rob Halford is born in England. As lead singer of Judas Priest, his band has sold over 50 million albums worldwide, and they have been a major influence on hard rock and heavy metal. And Rob's image of black leather was often imitated by many hard rock bands of the 80s. Happy birthday, Rob. August 25th, 1962. On this day in 1962, Vivian Campbell was born in Belfast, Ireland. Vivian would first make waves on the rock scene as lead guitarist for Dio, playing on classics such as Rainbow in the Dark, Holy Diver, and more. Afterwards, Vivian joined Whitesnake and toured with them for nearly 2 years. By 1992, Vivian joins Def Leppard, and he's been a member of Def Leppard for the past 27 years. Vivian was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018 with Def Leppard. Happy 57th birthday, Vivian. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit ThreeSidesOfTheCoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.